deep in space.
In the year 2026, archaeologists working in the Nevada desert discovered a portal to an ancient city on Mars. They call this portal the Ark. 20 years later, we're still struggling to understand why it was built and what happened to the civilization that built it.
British Sky Broadcasting presents Doom, voiced by Charlotte Strevens on behalf of MCS Agency. A Universal picture directed by Andrzej Bakowiak, with Carl Urban as John Grimm, Reaper, The Rock as Sarge, and Rosamund Pike as Samantha Grimm. The red-brown planet of Mars turns slowly deep in space. Zooming down onto its surface, Union Aerospace Corporation Olduvai Research Facility juts out, blending into the landscape. Zooming down an air duct into the facility, it's pitch black. People run blindly along the corridors, white coats flapping. Their footsteps echo along the floor. They run up some steps, the last man looking over his shoulder before suddenly being pulled into the air. Another is felled from behind and dragged into the darkness, his fingernails scraping along the metal floor. A man and a woman are left. The woman stumbles. The man races ahead and opens up a sliding door using a keypad and card. The woman calls out to him. He closes the door. She picks herself up and runs towards him, reaching out her hand. Her arm is severed by the doors. Spewing blood, it falls to the floor, the hand contracting in spasms. Urgently, the doctor speaks into a communications console.
This is Dr. Carmack, classified research, Olduvai, ID 6627. We've had a level 5 breach. Implement quarantine procedures immediately. Implement quarantine procedures now.
The plate doors behind him bulge with some unknown force and burst open. At the Marine Corps Special Operations RRTS headquarters, 29 Palms, California, USA, in a stark underground bunker at the end of a dim corridor, a muscled, bare-chested black man is sitting wearing a headset and looking at a small telecommunications screen. A Latin word is tattooed across his shoulder blades.
Reading loud and clear, General.
Union Aerospace has requested assistance to contain a level 5 breach at their Olduvai facility.
How many personnel involved?
6 scientists are under lockdown in the high security lab where the breach occurred. Another 79 UAC employees are on site. ARC travel has been suspended.
What's the objective?
Code red. Assess level of threat.
Assess level of threat.
Protect and retrieve UAC property. Maintain quarantine at both ARC portals by any means necessary.
Use extreme prejudice?
Extreme prejudice. If necessary, search and destroy. Over.
Search and destroy. Orders received and understood. Out.
Oh, you're trying to get nasty now, huh? Oh, you dead, sir. Oh, all right. You gonna bring your boys?
In another room, a disparate group of Marines are at rest. One wears a crucifix, one cleans his weapons, one is mopping the floor, two are playing baseball. The ball, an apple, is thwacked into the wall.
Oh, yeah! That's where I actually helped the wall, man.
I don't believe this shit. 6 months without a weekend, the goddamn transporters are 5 minutes late. And that's 5 minutes R&R I ain't never gonna get back.
Hey, relax, baby. We're on vacation. Y'all, this game's layered, man.
An orange smashes into a bedside lamp.
Where you going, Portman?
I'm going down to El Honto. I'm gonna lock myself in a motel room with a bottle of tequila and 3 she-boys.
You sick, man.
The orange is caught by a Marine reading a Bible.
I'm sick of your filth, Portman.
She speaks.
What's it gonna be, Reeves? An armed conflict someplace quiet?
The Marine spits out a piece of orange peel. The muscled man, now wearing a vest, surveys them from the stairs.
Listen up, man. Leave is canceled.
One Marine shakes his head. The Bible Marine turns off the radio.
Fuck!
You got a problem with that, Duke?
Me, Sarge? Hell no. I love my job.
What's up, Sarge?
We got us a game. Kid, son, you are now in the Rapid Response Tactical Squad, the double RTS. Fall in.
In single file, they run past him up the stairs.
All dressed up, nowhere to go, huh, boy? What you ready for the end?
Yeah, don't forget your rattle, huh?
Not this time, John.
What?
We can handle this one.
You're bullshitting me.
I'm not bullshitting. Going to Olduvai.
Olduvai.
John's expression becomes very serious.
Take the lead.
Is that an order?
It's a recommendation. See you when I get back.
Aircraft ready to load.
Copy that.
Great vacation. Family go quick.
Almost like we've never been away.
And 300. We're
go.
All systems are green. Prepare for takeoff.
Okay, sir, come on.
One by one, they climb on board and take their guns from off the cabin wall.
RRTS Special Ops Clearance Verified. Handle ID, Destroyer.
Daddy's home.
Handle ID, Mac. Handle ID, Portman. Handle ID, Coat. Handle ID, The Kid.
The Kid?
Handle ID, Duke.
Say my name, baby.
RRTS Special Ops Clearance Verified. Handle ID, Sarge.
I can't believe we're going through the Ark.
Don't worry, kid. You're gonna love it.
All set?
Yes, sir.
At the last second, John appears and climbs in through the door. Sarge looks at his face and smiles to himself.
RRTS Special Ops Clearance Verified. Handle ID, Reaper.
Pick us up.
RRTS Air 6, we're airborne and en route.
The helicopter rises. Flashing lights illuminate the words RRTS Helifighters underneath. It glides over the city night sky. Inside the cabin, the team sit quietly facing one another.
Three-niner, assume mission heading 147 degrees to location Lima, Zulu, Foxtrot 14.
Roger, QS6. Back to 300 out.
John sits slightly hunched forward, head bowed. Sarge, who is opposite him, leans in towards him.
How long's it been?
10 years.
Sure she's even still up there?
Yeah. I guess you gotta face your demons sometime.
They are bathed in infrared light.
Copy QO6. We've got a visual on Lima Zulu.
ETA, 9 seconds. Stand by.
Look alive, men. Game time.
The helicopter begins its vertical descent onto a marked-out piece of grass lit up by cat's eyes. On impact, a ramp hits the ground and the men immediately run out, alert and ready. Sarge brings up the rear. Now in the lead, seven figures dressed all in black follow him.
Oh!
A huge stone plinth rises up out of the ground in front of them. It's immensely tall with a flat top and an eerie blue-white light shimmers around its edges. It splits in half down the middle, creating a void. An elevator rises up to fill the space. The steel doors swish open.
Move in.
The kid, the youngest member of the team, stands gaping as the others step into the elevator. He's the last to run inside. Sarge looks at him sternly.
You hesitate, people die.
The kid nods back. John looks up at the ceiling as the elevator moves swiftly down the steel shaft. The doors open at the UAC ARC facility, Papoose Lake, Nevada, USA. A man walks over to greet them.
Sanford Crosby, UAC Public Relations. Now follow me, please.
How many people you got up there?
UAC employs 85 permanent research staff in Olduvai.
They follow him along a sterile-looking corridor.
Welcome to the Ark, gentlemen.
Initiating molecular mapping drive. Initiating molecular mapping drive.
The dome reception chamber is huge, with computers around the perimeter.
All personnel, prepare for activation.
Keep your distance from the core, or you might get sucked in.
You've done this before?
Once. Training mission.
Hope you had a good dinner, kid.
They assemble on a steel disc in the middle of the chamber.
All telemetry verified and transmissions are 5x5.
As soon as we get through, I need you to shut down the surface elevator here. Make sure that we get the standard quarantine of 6 hours.
Ready to proceed.
Arc travel, 15 seconds and counting.
A metallic bubble burps out from a hole in the center and rises a few feet into the air, growing all the time. John steps forward, his face reflected in the bubble.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It envelops him and hurtles him through time and space to the Olduvai Arc chambers in Mars. The kid is vomiting as Portman arrives, immediately vomiting too.
Why we gotta come all this way? Why can't UAC rent a cops take care of this bullshit?
Is it always that rough?
Believe me, it used to be a lot rougher. There was a time when our travel was susceptible to, let's say, major turbulence.
What does he mean?
He means he went to one galaxy, his ass went to another.
Call it a scientific miscalculation. Unbelievable as it may seem, UAC does make the odd, tiny mistake. Marcus Penzerowski, you call me Pinky. Follow me.
Where are the personnel who aren't locked down in the lab?
In the atrium.
Pinky, put us up.
Activating remote personal surveillance.
In his wheelchair, he activates the console.
Circle up, man. On my three. One, two, three.
They raise their guns.
Kill cams up and running.
People, this room is a code red, which means no one gets in without our permission. It stays ours at all costs. Mac, stay here with our friend and secure the door. Then on me. Let's move out.
Sarge marches towards a circular steel plate door.
Open the doors.
Inches thick, this massive door hydraulically slides open. Mac seals it behind them. They disappear around the bend and run up some wide concrete steps into the main UAC station hall. Research scientists and their families go about their business. Portman eyes up the women. A UAC security man comes over.
Where the fuck are we? A
couple million light years from breakfast.
When can I start evacuating people out through the Ark?
We're at a level 5 quarantine. Nobody goes anywhere.
Ladies, we're under a level 5 quarantine. So I am just gonna have to strip search you girls.
I don't think so.
Hold that thought. We're under a level 5 quarantine, so I am just gonna have to strip.
Portman, Sergeant, this is Dr. Samantha Grimm, the UAC science officer assigned to retrieve data from the lab.
Sergeant.
Dr. Grimm.
Hello, John.
Hello, Samantha.
Hello, Samantha.
Sarge, this operation's a code red. We really don't have room for passengers.
Excuse me, but I have orders to retrieve data from 3 servers: anthropology, forensic archaeology, and genetics.
This is a military operation, Doctor. We're really not here to retrieve your science homework.
Look, I got an idea. Why don't you ask your CO what your orders are?
To contain and neutralize the threat, protect the civilians, and retrieve UAC property.
We finally done here because I've got a job to do.
If you'll follow me.
You chose this, Reaper. Is this gonna spoil my day?
No, sir.
Tell me you didn't let a fine-looking piece of ass like that get away from you, Reaper.
She's my sister.
No shit.
Don't do this again, man.
Do what? There's 3 sections to Carmack's lab complex.
Archaeology, genetics, and weapons research.
You test weapons up here?
Well, it's a dead planet. You want that stuff tested here where it's safe or in your own backyard. We're primarily an archaeological operation. Weapons research is in its own separate facility. It has nothing to do with Dr. Carmack's work.
How many inside when the lab shut down?
Only Dr. Carmack's team, that's 6 people.
In one of the carbon dating labs, there was an internal phone left off the hook.
Did you get any information from it?
The tape is played back.
Open the door.
Sam punches in the coordinates.
Portman, Goat, lead on.
The heavy steel door is released and pulled open. Portman takes a reading from his counter. Goat does the same.
Magnesium, chromium, lead, it's all normal.
All clear.
They step into an airlocked steel chamber.
Pinky, give us a schematic.
Uploading to you now.
They watch a wall monitor as Sam seals the door.
Carmack's lab is isolated from the rest of the facility. The airlock is the only way in or out.
They look at a ground plan.
Goat Portman Genetics. Kid, Destroyer. Carmack's office where he sent the Mayday from. Reaper. Keep Dr. Grimm here safe on her salvage op. Duke and I will take the weapons lab, make sure all the hardware is secure. Be safe, gentlemen. Portman Goat, on you.
Sorry.
Opening a door from within the airlock, Portman and Goat step into a pitch-black corridor.
Clear left.
Clear right.
They are bathed in patches of ultraviolet light.
$5 says this shit ain't nothing but a disgruntled employee with a gun.
Fluorescent markings as rooms are cleared. Go.
Their gun lights move like beacons along the floor.
They're on the move.
Pinky stares at Mac.
You don't look like a Mac.
Katsuhiko Kumanosuke Takahashi.
So, Mac.
Sergeant Duke take another pitch-black corridor and begin checking it out. Steel pipes run along the walls with an occasional air vent. They take it in sections, staying one in front of the other, covering their backs, guns at the ready. Turning a corner, something is watching them at the end of it. A heart is gently beating in a glass container with tubes running off the main arteries. Portman and Goat enter the genetics lab.
What the fuck?
Goat picks it out with his light. He directs his beam around the walls, skimming off maps and scientific equipment. He alights on two more jars of something unidentifiable.
Jesus.
Very cool.
Their kill cams relay it to Pinky. Goat picks up the outline of a wire cage and then rests his beam on part of a blackened hand which has been dissected. A monkey and then a dog in separate cages go nuts. The kid and Destroyer emerge from a room and mark it with a cross.
Where the hell is everybody?
Hey.
Destroyer picks up a piece of blood-stained white coat from off the floor. Goat comes from out of his room and marks it with a cross and moves on.
Lock it.
John and Sam enter the research lab. The lights come on as Sam closes the door. John scans the room.
It's clear.
Sam goes over to the computer.
How much time are you gonna need?
30 minutes, tops.
Go, Portman.
There's another room to the north.
Fast genetics.
Copy that.
They find it and activate the heavy sliding doors. Inside the dark chamber, they look down into a circular pit with vertical ridged walls. A solitary computer, desk, and lamp sit there, nothing else.
The hell is that?
You never did time for me.
What?
This is a holding cell.
Bullshit. What makes you think that?
Touch it.
He touches the wall.
Because the walls are electrified.
You asshole.
Sergeant Duke find the weapons lab.
Jeez. They leave shit like this lying around? I hate to see what they lock up.
The doors close behind them. Sarge's eye is caught by a gun specification on a computer screen.
BFG.
The Bio Force Gun. He looks around the room for it.
Hey, Sarge. What's the deal with the system?
Reaper's parents led the first team of archaeologists to Olduvai. They died in some accident when he was a kid.
Sarge spots advanced weapons.
She followed in their footsteps and he didn't.
No, what I meant was, is she single?
Sarge glares at Duke as he makes towards it.
please provide DNA verification.
Sarge puts his hand under the sensor.
Access denied.
So Reaper? As in Grimm?
They're Marines, Sam, not poets. Holy shit.
Oh yeah, meet Lucy. Lucy, this is my brother, John, another creature from the long-lost past.
You found human remains?
Humanoid. Lucy and our child were our first major find. We're bringing out more every day.
You reopened the dig.
I know I should have told you. But I didn't figure it was the sort of thing I could jot down on a yearly birthday card. It's been stabilized.
Bullshit!
You want to talk about safe? Like you took a desk job? I'm a forensic archaeologist, John. I'll go where the work is.
Is that the only reason you're up here?
You want to know why I'm up here? I'll show you. Come here.
She takes a disk out of the computer.
This is Lucy's chromosome profile. Notice anything?
My molecular genetics is a little rusty.
What's the first thing Dad taught us to look for?
Feeding it into another, Data fills the screen.
She's got 24 pairs of chromosomes.
Humans only have 23.
But what does the extra pair do?
Makes her superhuman. The extra pair makes her super strong, super fit, super intelligent. Her cells divide 50 times faster, meaning she heals almost instantly. The fossil record indicates these people had conquered disease. We found no genetic disorders, no viruses, no cancers.
So what, they were just naturally superior?
No, not naturally. See, the earliest remains we found only had 23. We suspect this extra chromosome may be synthetic.
Bioengineered.
It's a long word for a marine. Does it ever bother you? You could have spent your life looking in a microscope instead of a sniper scope.
John gazes at Lucy the skeleton.
If they were so smart, how come they're so dead?
We don't know. Maybe they just went with time.
They don't shield a baby from time.
We got movement up ahead.
You stay here, okay? Lock the door.
Portman and Goat cover each other as they run down the pitch-black corridor, stopping at the smashed-in door.
The fucking door's been ripped open.
There's something in Carmack's office.
Nodding silently, they step inside and flash their beams across the floor. The office looks as if it's been ransacked. The only light comes from their guns. They slowly pick their way over the debris, stopping every now and then to listen intently. They sweep their beams over every dark shape they see. Something lands and jumps off one of the surfaces.
There! Ah! Contact!
Move into Carmack office, fast!
A shadowy figure darts off.
Confirm contact! Move as fast over south corridor!
Hold your fire!
John and the kid agree tactics, and he takes the lead, running ahead and down some steps.
If you have a weapon, drop it!
Captured in John's beam, Carmack shivers and snarls in the corner.
Don't move!
He clutches a severed hand and arm. Sarge switches on the light. The others catch up. Sam comes running in.
Sam, I told you to stay.
But he knows me, John! Dr. Carmack, it's me, Samantha. Where are the others? Where are they? Steve, Hillary, I'm not gonna hurt you.
He drops the hand and crouches down.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Ah!
He rips off his ear.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, bam!
Get a med kit.
Oh, nice.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Duke, get him to the infirmary with Dr. Grimm. Portman, kid, go to the airlock and dig in. Anything trying to get away from us will get driven straight to you. Let's see if we can find a body that goes with that arm.
Portman and Kid are just outlines in the pitch black.
It's messed up, huh? Guy like Carmack, who's trained to put logic before emotion. He's so freaked, huh? He tears off his own ear. I tell you, man, shit like that gets under your skin, though.
In profile, the kid's expression looks spooked.
Do you have any?
Do I have any?
Portman shows his badly stained teeth when he grins.
What?
You know, I'm just a little shook up. I need something in my focus, man. My game face.
Pulling a small white tube from his pocket, Portman unscrews it. And drops two green pills into the kid's hand. Jolan and Goat are checking another part of the facility. Their soft leather boots creak as they carefully walk along in the pitch black. Their gun lights sweep over the handrail and down the stairwell to the level below. John stops and slowly looks behind him. Goat kicks a metal canister. Bumps down the stairs, gathering momentum.
God damn it.
It comes to a rolling standstill at the bottom. Goat takes out his sheath knife and cuts his scarred forearm. It seems to release his tension, the blood oozing out. John turns round. Goat looks up at him.
I took his name in vain.
John turns his head away and moves on. Goat's expression looks half ecstatic at the cross on his forearm, drawn in his own blood. Duke, supporting Carmack, follows Sam. She stops at a stretch of wall surrounded by ducts.
No, I don't do that on walls.
Yes, you do.
The wall becomes molten and see-through.
You got him. Wait here. Shit.
Duke walks through it. He checks the infirmary is safe and then signals for the others to come on in. Sam turns it back and pulls on a white coat. Another woman scientist helps Duke with Carmack.
Two, three.
You okay? Did they find the others?
Not yet.
My husband's with them.
They lie him on a treatment bed.
I'm sure Steve's fine. Dr. Carmack, I'm going to take your blood pressure.
He suddenly grabs Sam's shoulders.
Hey!
It's okay. What happened in there?
Shut it down.
He falls back down.
Shut it down. It's inside.
Flickering his tongue.
We heard something in genetics. We're re-entering. That's affirmative rebirth.
Inside the lab, John picks out the empty cages with the strong beam of his light.
Looks like we missed the party.
We were just here. What happened to all the animals?
The bloody remains are strewn about, hanging off in bits from the cage walls. Hearing a noise, they shine their lights on the back of a man.
Sir, RRTS, we're here to help.
He's scrabbling about for a rat.
Sir, are you okay?
And bites its head off.
Okay.
Sucking it down like spaghetti, he grabs a knife.
No. Sir, put it down!
Contact report!
Damn it.
We found another one of the scientists. Some weird shit going on here, Sarge.
Can you ID him?
We got a Dr. Olson. He rushed us, crazy, just like Carmack.
Is he dead?
Yeah, very. Should we bag him and tag him?
Negative. Continue your search.
Destroyer shines his light.
Sarge.
Up at the corridor ceiling, Sarge takes over from him and follows it with his beam. Walking slowly backwards, they stop when they reach an air vent in the ceiling. On Sarge's silent command, Destroyer uses the butt of his gun to lift up the metal grill. Destroyer grabs an empty plastic barrel to stand on. And slowly pokes his head through the opening, showing up the whites of his eyes. Suddenly he confronts a face and shoots. He falls on the floor. Sarge gives him a hand up.
What was that?
A monkey. Some kind of monkey.
Blood drips from the holes in the ceiling. Sarge holds out his hand and catches one. Fingering it, it's sticky with bits in, like clots.
Oh my God. There's something in his blood.
A syringe is drawn up from Carmack.
What's happening to him?
He lies shuddering on the bed. Goat and John check another lab.
Go!
They chase a dark shape.
Reaper, what you got?
We're chasing something!
What do you mean something?
Something big! Not human!
God damn it! Give me a confirmation on what you see!
Reaper! It's in the sewer!
All units! Southeast corridor, near the med lab!
Three heads look down the sewer shaft.
I thought being in the shit was a figure of speech.
Get in the goddamn hole, Portman.
In the infirmary.
I can handle things here. You should go.
I want to stay.
Steve's gonna be okay. The guys looking for him are the best. Now go on, go be with your daughter.
Thank you.
She leaves. Duke wanders over to Sam at the computer.
No blood match. Can't be good, right?
This is crazy.
Sam walks back over to Carmack.
My God.
He's gone, bloody clothes on the floor. In the sewers.
The tunnel ahead is the main junction. It leads back under the lab complex.
Destroyer, cover the exit.
He nods back at Sarge. Wading through water up to their knees, bathed in a ghostly ultraviolet light, the others continue down the tunnel, checking the walls, floor and ceiling with their lights. The water foams and bubbles where they walk. Goat silently whispers to himself. A white coat is floating in the water. Sarge spots it with his light. He picks it up. He reads the name on it.
We got a Dr. Willits. Steve Willits. Move out.
He throws it back into the water. John turns on the spot and looks behind him down the murky tunnel. He turns back and continues walking. A shadow flits across behind him.
Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
That's real comforting, Go. That ain't freaking me out at all.
Portman! What the fuck?
Portman disappears under the water.
Somebody got him!
Come on! Grab an arm! That some bitch is hurt!
I got him!
Quick, he's slipping back! Quick, slipping!
Shit! Portman, what the hell happened?
I fell in the damn hole.
Shit. Everybody on me, watch your goddamn footing. Move!
Shit.
The water is now up to their thighs. They reach a three-tunnel junction.
Go straight ahead.
Sir.
Portman, you're with me. John, take the kid and go to the right.
Goat's beam is wide and strong as he progresses down the tunnel. Suddenly, his light falters and goes out.
Shit.
The kid and John check the curved ceiling and walls in their tunnel. Slowly, John turns a corner. Suddenly, he swings round. Nothing is there. He senses something. Water continually drips on his head and gun.
You lost your folks, right?
Shut up.
Small world. I mean, I lost my parents, too. Yeah, I mean, I woke up one morning and everything was gone. I mean, the only thing left was me. They wanted the TV more than they wanted me.
John grabs him by the throat.
Every time you open your mouth, you give away our position. Wait a minute.
He shines an infrared light in his eyes.
Your pupils are dilated. Are you high?
What? No, I got this condition.
I don't give a damn. You take one more shot of that shit and I'll blow holes in you. Are we clear?
Okay.
John presses his point. Hearing something, he turns round. Up ahead, a shape moves.
No, sorry, look, I just needed a little...
Get down!
The shape is gone.
Goat,
I think there's something coming up on you.
Goat swings round sharply. His light dies completely.
This isn't happening. My light is down.
In the darkness, his face in shadow, he keeps walking.
I don't see anything.
Don't move. I'm on my way.
Pinky. Can you see anything?
No. Nothing.
Looking behind him, Goat peers into the utter blackness. Two white pinpricks look back at him.
Dr. Willett?
Teeth sink into his neck. Depositing a wriggling tongue in the wound.
Go, what's your position? Go, where are you? Go, speak to me! God damn it, wriggle the foot!
Contact!
Come on, contact!
The feeding tongue detaches itself and slithers off into the water. Sarge begins to run. John slowly turns the corner. Confronted by a huge figure, he hits it with his gun and blasts at it. It falls into the water.
Man down! Man down!
He checks Goat.
Everyone, get to the Ark now! Hunnix, put the quarantine zone, evacuate the entire facility! Get everyone to the Ark now!
What's going
get
on?
Get to the goddamn Ark!
Let's go, come on! We have an emergency, come on! Everybody to the Ark!
They half carry and drag Goat to the infirmary and lay him down on a treatment bed.
What happened?
He's talking about devils.
Devils?
All this Bible shit. Angels, good and evil, devils among us.
Let's get this vest off him!
That way's clear.
They begin resuscitation.
Come on. Got a weak pulse. Portman, get me a line in here.
Come on, man.
Kid, keep pressure on that wound. How's the pulse?
I'm losing.
Sam, get me a shot of adrenaline.
We lost the pulse.
Okay, let's defib.
Come on, man.
Clear!
Sarge sees the empty bed and clothes.
Where the hell's Carmack?
He disappeared.
What do you mean he disappeared?
He's gone. He disappeared.
I've lost the pulse.
Shit.
Okay. Gonna defib. Clear!
John checks the monitor.
Come on. No response.
Loser.
Sam, give me that adrenaline.
He stabs the syringe into his chest.
Come on, you son of a bitch.
Okay, going again. Clear!
Everyone stares at the monitor. Goat's vacuous, blood-stained face looks up at them, the eyes staring, the mouth slightly open. John looks down at him.
He's gone.
He removes the contact pads and angrily kicks the instrument trolley.
Doctor, you were gonna tell me just what the fuck is going on up here!
What?
Come here. Come here! This is what?
God!
Have you found anything like this on your archaeological digs?
No.
Is there any way this thing came from the outside, from the surface?
The planet is completely dead.
It came from somewhere, lady.
Portman, shut up.
The atmosphere on the surface can't support life.
Maybe it doesn't need air, and it could have come from another planet or something.
What, like an alien?
Look at that thing!
Portman, you need to shut the fuck up!
That's not what we saw. That's not what Goat and I shot at in genetics.
You telling me there's more of these fucking things?
Where are your surface entry points?
There's a pressure door at the end of the north corridor.
Destroyer, you kidding Portman, get there on the double. Give me an update.
Yes, sir.
Whatever this thing is, it cannot get back through the arc. Mac,
sir.
I want you to arm Pinky with a weapon, with some ST grenades, and seal the arc door.
There's one other door.
Where?
The entrance to the archaeological dig.
Quantum portal activation is on.
Don't let anything through the arc.
Pinky gets a handgun.
Hey, wait a minute! You can't leave me here! I'm not a soldier! Why don't you go fuck yourself? This is bullshit! You're supposed to protect me!
Arc secure.
The arc door rolls shut as Mac joins them.
We're going back in through the airlock.
We're not calling him back up.
The arc is sealed. Nothing gets back until everything on this planet is dead. We're going in hot.
You serious?
Pick up your weapon, Portman.
Come on, Portman. Move out.
Can y'all see how that thing greased go?
We don't know what we're dealing with here. It's SOP to call in reinforcements when it's a
change. We are the reinforcements.
Portman shakes his head. Coming in close, Sarge squares up to him.
Now you shoulder your fucking weapon, soldier.
Portman's worn face looks back into Sarge's aggressive one. He backs down. Wiping his nose with his finger, he shoulders his weapon.
All UAC personnel evacuated to Earth.
In the infirmary, Sam is dissecting the creature Sarge brought back from the sewer. The halogen light she's working under flickers and finally goes out. So do all the others.
Duke?
She walks across to the nano wall and activates it. She hesitates before walking through it to the shadowy corridor beyond. She closes it behind her. Looking up and down the corridor, it's empty.
Duke?
She begins to run.
Hey! It's just a power surge. You okay? Here's your bone saw. So which of you is the oldest?
What? Oh, me. By 2 minutes.
Twins? Shit. Identical, right?
The lights die completely. Duke swings round with his gun.
Sam, get back in the lab.
His light picks out a snarling Rottweiler. Sam inches down the corridor and activates the wall. She gets through. A creature bites at Duke. His machine gun fails. He uses his handgun.
Close
here! He leaps through. The nano wall solidifies with the creature in it, its projectile tongue hitting the floor and just missing Sam and Duke.
That's why I don't do nano walls.
Pinky, we're entering the archaeological dig.
Pinky watches the monitor. It's pitch black. Sarge signals to John, who nods.
Secure the exit.
Mac takes up his position. Walking slowly through the dig, shining his light, Sarge picks out the shored up walls. A little further along, pieces of rock and a magnifying glass. Mac stands guard at the exit. John shines his strong beam from side to side. At the noise, he swings round and sees some little pieces of stone tumbling down the rock face. He moves in closer to investigate. He walks towards a slatted window. The word caution is written on one of them. He opens the slats and looks out at the rock face and more of the dig beyond. Sarge comes up behind him.
Is this where it happened?
John blinks, coming too.
Did you find the door?
Sarge leaves him there and walks off. John closes the slats.
John!
Sarge has found a blood-spattered body.
Clay.
He pulls up another by the shoulder.
Thurman. Look at them. They weren't trying to stop something from getting in. Something stopped them from getting out.
Max, stand by. Destroyer report. We've reached the north airlock. It's secure. Console indicates nothing's come in or out for 26 hours.
Mac is decapitated.
Mac, do you copy?
Sarge and John run towards him.
Talk to me. Talk to me, Mac. Shit.
Sarge sees his body.
Jesus Christ.
With no head.
We're in pursuit, moving fast out of the ditch. Thank you, what do you see?
It's big. Very big. Moving fast.
Back towards the lab complex.
Sarge and John run along the corridors.
Here.
Picking up a trail of blood.
It's back in the lab.
The lab door is half open. They run in.
Clear!
Clear! Damn, it's fast. All round defense, men.
Did you get it?
The kid joins them.
Pinky!
Yes, Sergeant?
Anything gets through that door, use an ST grenade.
It cannot get back to Earth.
Pinky looks scared.
No, he pops an ST in there, he's gonna blow the arc.
Reaper, kid, pairs. Cover formation, sweep the corridors, go. Destroyer, you and Portman stay here. Shut the airlock, maintain a perimeter.
No, he blows the arc, how the hell are we supposed to get the fuck home?
Portman, shut the fucking door.
Where you going?
I'm going to the armory. I think we're gonna need something with a little bit more kick.
Portman seals the airlock door. Sarge takes the corridor in sections and runs up some steps at the far end. He sweeps with his light continually and spots the severed hand on the floor, which he picks up. In the lab, Sam uses a rib spreader on the creature's torso.
You seen anything like it before?
The lights flicker. Through the glass window behind her, Goat's fist pushes through his body bag. Sam removes an organ.
Heart.
Goat sits bolt upright, breaking out of the bag.
Liver.
She drops it in a dish. Ghoulish and blood-stained, Goat stands watching her, Duke by her side.
Kidneys.
Dog's got kidneys, right? Pig's got kidneys.
The blood drips from Goat's mouth and chin as he continues to watch them.
It's had its appendix removed. It's human.
What the fuck?
Duke spins round, raising his gun. Looking at them, Goat slowly makes the sign of the cross on his forehead and chest. Baring his teeth, he runs full pelt at them, rebounding off the glass. He smashes his head against it again. And again. Until his face caves in, leaving a trail of gore as he slides down the glass. Pointing his gun, Duke goes right up against it and peers through. Sam looks over his shoulder. On the floor, Goat is nothing but a bloody mass.
Goat knew he was turning.
Sam looks at the creature on the table and slowly walks towards it.
This thing didn't butcher Willett. It is Willett.
What?
Destroyer and Portman are covering the perimeter corridor.
This is bullshit, man. I enlisted to serve my country, not get Greece protecting some corporation's goddamn science project. I gotta take a dump.
What? Now?
Yeah, unless you want me shitting my pants right here.
Sarge is outside advanced weapons.
Please provide DNA verification.
He places the severed hand under the sensor.
Welcome, Patricia Talman. Access granted.
The steel chamber opens to reveal a solitary gun. It's massive, suspended in midair by invisible sensors.
Big fucking gun.
Sarge walks all the way around it, inspecting it. A huge oblong gun. Mechanical, like an engine, with a V-shape indented along the top. Sarge's eyes light up as he leans in towards it, lifting it up with both hands. It dwarfs his chest and torso.
Oh, shit.
It's pitch black as Portman walks down the steps to the lavatories, shining his light on the cubicle doors. Spooked, he swings round and shines his light at an upper air vent and then around the room. He crouches down and shines the light into each cubicle one by one. Satisfied, he chooses a cubicle and, smiling to himself, goes inside and shuts the door. Whilst he's waiting, Destroyer senses something further down the corridor. He turns in the direction, shines his light, cocking his gun, and walks very slowly towards it. Portman puts his gun down on the cubicle floor and pulls out his communicator.
Portman, I got floor and wall in your gun cam.
I'm taking a shit, you fucking gimp.
Fuck you, Portman, you piece of shit.
He plays back an old recording. Destroyer stands in the doorway of the holding cell. He stops and listens, shining his light. He is grabbed from behind and smashed repeatedly into a maintenance pipe. It spews out water and steam. He is hurled into the holding cell where he falls to the bottom, catching the electrocuted sides on the way down.
Lost Portman on comm, and all I've got on Destroyer is a wall.
Portman, come in! Destroyer! Come in!
Sarge heads towards them. The lampshade in the holding cell swings back and forth on its long chain. Destroyer gets painfully to his feet and looks about him, trying to get his bearings. Back in the cubicle...
This is Corporal Dean Portman with RRTS-6, Special Ops on Aldebaran 03, 10 hours. We've encountered hostile activity.
Destroyer sees the hanging chain and hook and slams the computer desk against the wall. The sparks light up enough for him to see where he and the creature are. Swinging from the chain, Destroyer kicks it full in the face and hurls the monitor at it. He grabs the computer flex and swings the monitor around his head like a lasso. It smashes into the creature, but the creature grabs it and flings him against the electric wall. Destroyer slowly lifts himself up off the floor, his face dripping with blood, and looks up into the snarling face of the creature who slaps him back down. The creature picks him up and holds him deliberately against the electric current. Destroyer fumbles for his knife and stabs the creature, stuffing it and somersaults off his body. With all his strength, he hits it repeatedly with a piece of pipe and rams it up against the electric current with a length of guttering, wedging it there. Destroyer grabs the hook and chain and begins to laboriously climb up out of the pit. The creature pounds at the guttering with his fists and breaks free. He grabs the chain with his hand, yanking it. Destroyer does not move from off the floor. Portman is still sitting in the cubicle.
I repeat, require immediate RRTS reinforcements.
He sends the transmission. His expression suddenly becomes serious. Portman takes out his earpiece and looks up uneasily. He follows the air duct above his head with his eyes. Sarge shines his light down into the holding cell. Destroyer is lying at the bottom, eyes open. Portman opens the cubicle door, shining his light in all directions. A rat runs across the floor.
Shit.
A clawed, slimy hand covers his face and yanks him up through the ceiling. He drops his communicator. Pinky watches it on his monitor. He chuckles. Portman is dangling upside down.
Pinky, you got Portman?
Nope.
Like a pendulum, Portman is smashed against the cubicle walls. Sarge and the others charge into the lavatories. Sarge fires the BFG up at the ceiling. A massive crater-like hole appears with singed edges.
Holy shit.
Sarge looks in awe at the gun's power of destruction. The kid goes over to Portman's smoking body and feels for the pulse in his neck.
He's gone.
They carry the bodies back to the infirmary.
Destroyer?
And Portman.
Fuck happened, man? I got him!
Duke takes Destroyer from Sarge. Portman is laying down on a bed. Sarge looks at the skeleton-like creature set in the nano wall attached to a drip and the trail of blood on the glass.
What the hell is this? And whose goddamn blood is on that window?
Goats. He killed himself.
What do you mean he killed himself? He was already dead.
It's true. His goat. He was changing into one of these motherfuckers and he killed himself.
We found two more scientists at the dig. Thurman and a balding guy with glasses.
Dr. Clay.
Sam goes over to Clay.
Did you check their necks? Were there open wounds on their necks?
We were conducting a firefight, not an autopsy.
We came up here to find six scientists. Four are known dead, and Dr. Willits is probably KIA somewhere down in that sewer. The only one missing is Dr. Carmack. Has Dr. Carmack showed up yet?
Oh, he's shown up all right.
Look at the left ear.
She points to the creature in the wall. It has no ear.
Son of a bitch.
I think this other one is Steve Willits. I'm gonna run the DNA, check it against his med records.
What are you people working on up here?
We're analyzing bones, artifacts. We're not doing anything like this.
Then what the fuck is that?
It must be a genetic mutation. Something environmental or viral. I don't know. It may even be reversible.
It's irreversible.
Not necessarily.
Dr. Carmack's condition is irreversible.
He takes out his handgun.
Because Carmack's condition is that he's dead. Kid, you and Duke, get back to the dig and you make sure those other dead scientists are really dead.
Kid and Duke leave. Sarge turns on Sam.
I have lost four soldiers. What are you people experimenting with up here? I'm not gonna ask you again.
I told you, it's an archaeological research center. Do you think I'm lying to you? Is that what you're saying? Think I'm hiding something? I'm telling the truth.
She appeals to John.
What were you downloading? What were you sent to protect?
The research data.
Research into what?
She inserts a data cartridge.
Subject was injected with study agent at 003. Vitals normal. Elevated heart rate attributable to subject anxiety. C24 successfully grafted to subject's marker cells at 009.
You reconstruct a chromosome mutation in a human subject.
We were never going to do human studies.
What the hell are we looking at?
Genesis, chapter 1.
Subject moved to protected observation area at 017.
The restrained man is lowered on a stretcher into the holding cell.
Subject, Curtis Starr. Crime, multiple murder. Status, condemned to execution.
He suddenly sits bolt upright, pulling against his manacles. Sam fetches a sample in a tube.
Chromosome 24.
Oh my God.
49 minutes after injection, genetic mutations began to visually manifest on subject's extremities.
The man's hand turns into a claw. John takes the cartridge.
This is what you're here to protect.
It doesn't make any sense.
You trusted them. They lied to you. They used you, Sam.
If he perfected xenogenesis...
Christ, don't you get it? It's this place. It's hell. It always was. This shit ends here.
He picks up the others.
What are you doing?
We need to destroy these discs.
That's UAC property.
Oh, fuck UAC. We take this back. They'll just...
We take the data back.
He grabs his hand.
Sarge, do you not see what's going on here?
I didn't see shit. And I ain't paid to see shit. I have my orders, and so do you. Is this everything? I said, is this everything?
I have three more to download.
Then do it.
Back at the dig, Duke shoots one of the dead scientists in the head. The kid and he exchange glances.
Sarge, we got a problem.
One dead scientist is missing.
Now?
You just want to leave her here. She's
got a job to do.
Look, this is Portman's comm. Now you call if you need help, okay?
He gives it to her.
You're gonna be all right.
She nods.
I'll be fine.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
At the Ark reception...
Pinky, you there? Pinky!
Sarge, something is cutting through the Ark door.
You have a visual?
Oh, I got a visual, all right.
Don't let it get to the Ark!
Pinky, use a grenade! Use the goddamn grenade! Fall in!
One.
They race towards him, through the UAC hall, towards the reception chamber. The thick steel door looks like it's been pushed through. It's smoldering around the edges. One by one, they step through it and into the Ark chamber. John picks up an ST grenade lying on the floor. The lights suddenly go out.
I think he's gone. That fucker ran.
Shit. It got through.
What the hell is that?
System reboot. Time required to begin renewed operation. 5 minutes.
Quarantine cordon is breached. This mission is no longer containment. Get all the weapons and ammo you can. We're going through. Move!
Sam, come in. Over. Sam, do you read me? Over. Come in.
She's not answering.
Time required to begin renewed operation. 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
You got three.
John runs back into the facility, charging up the steps into the UAC hall. Keeping up his defenses, his gun held high, he runs along the corridor through the airlock and into the lab complex. Sam is in genetics.
Sam! Sam, why didn't you answer your comm? We gotta go now!
Why did they take Goat and not Destroyer? Why Carmack and not Dr. Thurman?
What?
Lucy had the 24th chromosome, but she wasn't a monster. She died protecting her child, not devouring it. Why did the same chromosome that made her superhuman turn Stahl into a monster?
Let's go!
Just give me a minute.
We don't have a minute.
Then give me 10 seconds.
She takes a cotton swab.
This is its tongue. This is brain matter from Portman.
The tongue lashes up at the swab.
This is from Destroyer.
Holding the swab over the tongue, it remains quiet.
It's choosing, John. It's choosing who to infect.
It's choosing, Lara. How's it choosing?
There are genetic markers for psychotic and violent behavior. It could be a specific neurotransmitter it's picking up on. A ganglion, latching onto numbers in the DNA code linked...
Linked to what? Evil?
10% of the human genome is still unmapped. Some say it's the genetic blueprint for the soul. Maybe C24 is what destroyed the population. It would explain why some of them had to build the Ark to escape to a new beginning. Some it made superhuman. Others monsters.
Oh my God. We gotta get out of here now.
What?
Come on, let's go. Come on. People quarantined on the other side of the Ark. They won't all be infected.
What's going on?
Sarge is going to kill them all. Come on.
She grabs the C-24.
We uphold quarantine. Nothing gets to the elevator back on Earth. We can't let them get to the surface. If it breathes, kill it.
Sarge is enveloped by the bubble. Duke follows.
Ark travel complete.
Dead bodies litter the floor.
The Portman with RTS-6, Special Ops and Hold of IO-3, 10 hours. Hostile activity. Require immediate RTS reinforcements.
Yeah, no shit.
We got 58 minutes before the auto lockdown is lifted. Reset it for another 6 hours. I can't. It's been disabled. Same as the topside comlink.
They're disabling computers now?
Yeah, the rocket's on us, remember?
Sarge looks around the chamber. He goes up to a body and shoots it between the eyes. Duke and the kid follow suit. The lights in the facility are out. In cover formation, Sarge, Duke and the kid sweep the corridors. John and Sam arrive back on Earth and see all the dead bodies lying about the chamber with bullet holes in their heads.
Ark travel complete.
Oh my God.
Sarge, what's your position?
Look, do not kill everybody. I repeat, do not kill everybody. They're not all affected.
Help me.
Do you copy?
Help me, please.
Copy that.
Help me.
Sarge takes no notice and shoots the man at point-blank range.
Clear the rest of the sector and meet back at the Ark Chamber.
In shock, the kid just stands there. Duke shines his light over all the dead bodies. There are so many of them. Shaking his head, he begins to shoot them.
Jesus Christ, what the hell are you
shooting at? Who the hell's in there?
It's Pinky.
Why don't you stand here, you dumb son of a bitch? Help me up!
The kid checks a room. Closing the door and turning the light on, a woman and two children are crouched down, hiding. Another woman steps forward.
Please. Help us.
More emerge. The kid lowers his gun.
You don't have to kill all of them. I don't think everyone is infected or even capable of being infected.
We have orders to contain this threat by any means necessary.
So let's evacuate the uninfected. This place to hell.
And we have orders to protect this facility.
We don't have orders to kill innocent people.
We have to stop anything from getting to the surface. By any means necessary.
Found this little chicken shit hiding under a pile of dead bodies.
Am I glad to see you guys? That thing cut right through the door. I tried to use the grenade, but it came at me too fast. Followed me through the arc and started to kill everybody. It's horrible.
There's no wound on his neck. He's clean.
I say, who's clean? And who's not?
Man, it wasn't my fault!
Sarge raises his gun.
Hey, I'm not a soldier. You shouldn't have left me there!
Sarge!
There's a storeroom to the south. It's got like 20 people holed up inside of it. We gotta do something.
Your orders were to clear that sector. Is it cleared?
No, I told them to stay put. They're okay, they're just scared shitless.
We kill them all.
John looks at Sarge in disbelief.
My God, sort them out.
This is wrong. I think it...
Son, you don't think! That's an order. We're in the field, soldier.
Sarge, if nothing's found
on you, will obey the direct order of your commanding officer.
The kid shakes his head.
No.
Now.
Go to hell.
No! Holy shit!
Blood bubbles up from his mouth and neck. John tries to stem the flow.
Mutinous insurrection is punishable by death.
John turns angrily to Sarge.
It was his first mission!
And it's not going to be my last. I need soldiers. I don't need anybody else but soldiers.
John gently closes the kid's eyes. He slowly gets to his feet and faces Sarge. Looking at him, he raises his gun. Sarge glares back and raises his, almost daring him in a battle of wills.
Drop the weapons! I mean it! I have no intention of being killed by a madman. Drop the weapons!
Pinky points his gun.
Oh, there's something behind me, isn't there?
A clawed hand swings him round and round in his wheelchair, knocking John unconscious.
On me!
Sarge opens fire and chases after it.
Sam!
John groggily follows. In cover formation, Sarge and John run down the corridor. Duke runs up with Sam.
Wait here.
Duke leaps through the nano wall. John and Sarge wait in the dark, their bodies taut, guns raised.
Listen.
Withdraw! Behind the nano wall!
A mutant human comes charging at them, followed by others. John and Sarge shoot and keep on shooting as fast as the mutants appear as they retreat along the corridor. They run through the nano wall. Sarge slams the button to close it.
Fuck! The wall's not closing!
They shoot through it. A pair of clawed hands grab Duke's feet. Sam watches helplessly as Duke is pulled through a grill on the floor, blood splashing up at him. Sarge's ankles are grabbed and he's pulled through the nano wall. He hangs onto the side, looking up at John.
I'm not supposed to die!
He disappears through it. The wall becomes solid and a bullet ricochets back and hits John. He grabs Sam's hand and still shooting, they run.
How long before they get through?
Not long.
You've been hit. Oh, John.
Blood pouring from his stomach, he clutches at it as she helps him down in the storeroom, half sitting him up. She takes out a small file.
Listen to me, Sam.
You're cold. You're shivering.
And fills a syringe.
It's important. This is an ST grenade. When they come through.
He holds it out.
You pop the top and hit the button. Pop the top.
She ties a tourniquet.
Come on, stay with me. Stay awake. John, stay with me. Please.
And prepares to inject the syringe into his forearm.
What's that?
It's C-24. It's from Carmack's lab.
No.
It could save you.
No way. Forget it.
You're bleeding to death.
Yes, I am. I've done some bad things.
I know you.
You don't know me. You don't know.
You're my brother. I know you.
Wait. Wait. If I should turn into one of those demons. One through the heart, one through the head, don't you hesitate, okay?
I won't need to.
She pushes the handgun away and plunges the syringe into his arm. He slowly slumps sideways to the floor, his eyes vacant.
I know you. You're my brother.
When he comes round, the perspective is from his point of view. He gets up and looks around the room.
Sam?
Catching sight of a small wall mirror, he walks towards it and inspects his face. He brushes the blood away from a large gash on his cheek. Underneath, the wound has healed. He changes the cartridge on his gun. He shoots at a crazy human mutant running towards him. He walks through into restricted access. He blasts at another scientist and, using his infrared light, shoots more of them who come running along the gantries. He gets another by waiting for it, hiding behind a pillar. A fully turned creature gets it next. Shot so full of bullets it catches fire and goes up in a ball of flame. A laughing human mutant has his head blown off. A sort of skeleton runs at him, he shoots it. The rats are having a field day eating the eyes of a hanging, decomposed body. So alert is he shoots at his own reflection. He continues checking the corridors. He meets a scientist who throws a knife at him. It backfires and axes his own head. Meeting another skeleton, it turns and runs away from him. Catches up with it on the steps further along the corridor. Another comes at him with an electric sword and is shot to hell. John plants a small explosive on the floor. A fully turned creature jumps down onto it from above. Too late, he realizes what it is. There is a large hole where he stood, bits of him raining down. John continues looking. He kicks a torch across the floor. He's knocked unconscious by a mutant in a wheelchair. Coming round, he is confronted by its cavernous mouth and jagged, fang-like teeth. John rams a pole in its mouth. Violently, it shakes its head from side to side. Grabbing the chainsaw, he slashes at it. It snaps the pole in its mouth. And lunges at him, a muscled pink torso with snarling teeth, a wheelchair attached to its bottom half. It snatches the chainsaw from John and bites at his foot. John breaks free and picks it up again. He severs the spinal cord attached to the wheelchair and severely disables it. He picks up his gun and blasts it straight through the mouth.
Sam!
Walking into the lockdown area, bodies litter the floor. A massive hole in the wall is still smouldering, evidence of recent bioforce gunfire. Moving quickly along, alert for danger, he finds Sam lying face down in the corridor.
Sam.
You're alive.
Shh, don't talk.
Last man standing. Reaper.
Sarge stands in the shadows, an open bite on his neck.
I think she needs medical attention.
His bite is festering.
Can you get to the elevator?
I'm not sure.
Try.
She slowly drags herself along the floor.
Where are the survivors, kid found?
I took care of that problem. Quarantine's almost over. Power should be back on any minute.
John watches Sam's progress.
You killed the kid.
We're all killers, Reaper. It's what they pay us for.
Quarantine complete. Elevators back online.
Clenching his fist, Sarge's knuckles pop through his gloves.
It's finished. What'd you say we go outside and get some fresh air?
Walking slowly towards John, he smiles grimly.
Are you gonna shoot me?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
What you got left?
Half a clip, you?
Smugly, Sarge raises the BFG.
I've got one round.
The blue fireball misses and smashes into the wall. John slowly walks into the ARC reception chamber. There's no sign of Sarge. He looks around. There are dead bodies all over the floor. The chamber is bathed in an eerie blue light. He systematically begins to check round the room. John is being watched. He stands in the center of the chamber and slowly turns in a circle. Catching sight of Sarge from the corner of his eye, John shoots up at the balcony. Sarge runs again. Taut as a wire, John aims his gun at the balcony as he follows it round. A cable sparks. Now down on the ground, Sarge inches round the bottom of a nearby pillar, checking John's position. He is no more than a few feet away, still focusing his gun up at the balcony. Sarge creeps round bit by bit and, using the BFG as a bat, he strikes with all his strength. John is not there. He appears behind him. He shoots at Sarge. The BFG lies on the floor. John walks back into the center of the chamber, checking every shadow that moves. Sarge bursts through a glass partition behind him, knocking him off balance.
Semper Fi, motherfucker!
He jumps down.
Faithful to the core, John.
Sarge stands there and drops his ammunition belt. Emptying his clip, John throws his belt down. Sarge flies at him. They engage in superhuman combat. Sarge flings John onto the floor. John gets the better of him with his punches and kicks. Until he's wounded by Sarge and flung through the air to crash down on the balcony above. Sarge flies up through the air to land next to him. John wedges him against the balcony rail and pulls his arm unnaturally behind his back. Gritting his teeth and using all his strength, Sarge breaks free, snapping the balcony rail and somersaulting them both into the air. Landing on the floor with a forward roll, John leaps up and looks around. Sarge stands on the balcony, looking down at him, wrapping a piece of rail wire around his wrist and hand. The steel cable coils round like butter. Ah! Using his reinforced fist, Sarge flies down at John, punching him and knocking him to the floor. Sarge grapples with him and hurls him against the wall. John gets to his knees and grabs Sarge's leg and hurls him against the wall. Sarge throws John, who somersaults over his head. John gets behind Sarge in an arm lock and unravels the steel cable on his hand. Sarge punches him and rams the end through his palm. Straining against the steel cable coming closer to his face, John looks into Sarge's eyes and watches them turn yellow and wild, his teeth become jagged and pointed. The Ark is on standby. John wraps the cable back around Sarge's hand and headbutts him. John activates the Ark. Still attached to Sarge by the cable, John swings him round over his head. Sarge's feet are caught in the metallic bubble growing from the floor. He's sucked in and the cable rips through and out of John's hand. Sarge lands back on Olduvai. John inspects his already healed hand and throws an ST grenade into the bubble.
Like the kid said, go to hell.
Sarge opens his eyes to see an ST grenade slowly plummeting towards his face. Everything is blown into oblivion. On Earth, the elevator smoothly travels back up the steel shaft. The light is quite blinding as it nears the surface. John carries Sam's inert body in his arms. Her eyes are closed.
Almost home.
Her head is lying against his chest. She nods imperceptibly. The end.